Good morning. How are you feeling today? A little better? That's good. Hopefully you'll be able to go home soon. It's been over a week now. Did you sleep well? Good. I'm just going to take your temperature and blood pressure. Oh, someone's wide awake this morning. Don't be embarrassed. We see it all the time. It's common when you've been laid up for a while, unable to move much and with no opportunity for relief. Is it bothering you? No? Because if it is, we can maybe do something to help. No, we don't use medication to treat this condition, but we can take care of it for you. What do I mean by take care? Well, we perform a procedure to provide relief by means of manual stimulation of the genitals to provoke ejaculation. In other words, the same way you'd normally take care of it yourself. Would you like me to perform this procedure for you? Or I can ask one of the other nurses. Oh, you're happy for me to do it? Are you sure? You look a little nervous. Okay, let me draw the curtain to provide a little privacy. Shh. Before we start, I need to be clear that this procedure is for your benefit and not mine. I will be touching you. You do not touch me. Otherwise, we'll abort the procedure and your condition will remain untreated. Are we clear? Good. Right, let's see what we're dealing with. First, I'll remove the covers. Then I'll need to lower your underwear. Are you okay with this? Oh my, that's quite the erection. It's a little difficult to get your underwear off. Okay, there we go. Now, are you allergic to latex? Why? Because I'm going to put a condom on your penis. This procedure can get very messy, and I don't want to have to change those sheets. I promise you that it will not make the treatment any less effective. Okay, I'm just going to put this over the tip and roll it gently down your shaft. Now I'm going to rub some water-based lubricant on my hands to make this more comfortable for you. The secret to this treatment is to pay particular attention to the testicles, so I'm going to softly massage them with one hand while continuing to stroke your shaft up and down with the other. Let me know if at any stage you experience any discomfort. It should feel quite pleasurable. Does it feel good? Very good, huh? Now just lie back and think nice thoughts. Or naughty thoughts, if that helps. As I slide my hand up top of your penis, I'm stimulating the tip with my thumb and then gliding back down, all the time gently fondling your bulging testicles. Don't fight it. Oh, you're trying to prolong the pleasure. You're out of your depth here, sweetie. I'm very skilled at my job. I'll make you come whenever I want. Look at me. Look at me or we stop the treatment right now. Good boy. Now take a good look at the sexy nurse who's stroking you into a frenzy. Her uniform is so good at showing off her curves. But you knew that already. You've been checking her out ever since you were admitted. Only when you checked her out before, you didn't have her palm wrapped around your throbbing cock jerking you off. And you are so unsubtle. How many times have you asked her to plump your pillows, just so that she wouldn't lean over with her breast next to your face, so close that you could feel her breath? Normally, she'd put a stop to that sort of behavior, but sometimes she indulges her favorite patients, lets them work themselves up thinking about what they might do to her if only they could. And then inevitably, they get so hard that they need a helping hand. And so right now, that hot nurse that you want to fuck so badly is smiling and staring sweetly into your eyes as she works your cock into a climax. It's time for you to come now, baby. Come for the pretty nurse like a good boy. Drain your balls for me. Come for me, baby. Oh, good boy. Oh, wow. Such a large load. Well, that procedure appears to have done the job, and you were such a good boy for the nurse. You do look a little red in the face, though. Perhaps I should give you a few minutes before I do the temperature and blood pressure tests. Goodbye.